This question actually speaks to the issue of a sponsored employment visa at time spent in Hong Kong under that immigration status and the ability to subsequently go on to qualify for the right of abode in what are a set of circumstances that in fact many foreign nationals do find themselves in, where they come to Hong Kong, work here full time for several years, circumstances change, they then leave, they find themselves with a valid period of stay endorsed in their passport. Effectively, they've given up full-time life in Hong Kong and they're seeking or pursuing ventures elsewhere. And in due course, there's this determination to think about a relocation back to Hong Kong. And if there's still a valid period of stay endorsed in the passport, ultimately, what does this mean for the ability to continue working without any further permissions? And also, what about the time spent away from Hong Kong in that period? Will it represent a break of continuity of ordinary residence for the purposes of a permanent residency application once you get to a full 7 years anniversary from the date that you first arrived in Hong Kong and started working under your first residence visa? So effectively, it would appear on the facts that you've got your first employment visa, possibly had a second employment visa granted to you at the first time of the first time you made an application for an extension, and then found yourself in the 1-2-2 year pattern. So effectively, being availed of 4 years back-to-back immigration status with the ability to take up employment with a particular employer. And how it works in Hong Kong is that when you stop working for the employer that was a sponsor of your employment visa, that is, that was first granted to you, or who was your sponsor of record at the time that you had your last extension granted to you, effectively, at the point of ceasing working for that employer, one of your two privileges appended to that immigration status ceases. Yeah, the first privilege to work for that employer on those terms and conditions stops, but your privilege to reside continues on. And the idea being here is that whilst you're not allowed to work for any other party without getting the permission of the Immigration Department to do so in advance of taking up a new employment, your privilege to reside continues because the Immigration Department want you to be able to continue your life in Hong Kong to look for an alternate employer and go through the motions of picking up the pieces from where you left off with your last job. However, in that situation, if you manifestly didn't remain in Hong Kong and you didn't maintain a home, or indeed looked for and then went on to secure a new job or started your own business with the permission of the Immigration Department, and then you spend considerable periods of time away from Hong Kong, the presumption is that you've ceased to be settled here and that at the point of you making your exit, you've abandoned your continuity and your ordinary residence in the process. So whether you intend to pick up again now or later on, you're still going to need to apply for permissions to work again. That is to reinvoke the privilege to work under your current limit of stay. But if you apply after the March date and then seek permissions to work again, effectively, either way you do it, it's a completely new employment visa application. Notwithstanding the fact that today you've got 2 months left on your current limit of stay, the way the Immigration Department will treat your application and your circumstances is, okay, what's the job offer? Who's the employer? Do you possess special skills, knowledge and experience of value to not readily available in Hong Kong? Is the employer extending the job offer to you justified in engaging your services rather than those of a local employee? And effectively, you will be making an application from scratch again for those permissions to work. So if you don't have a firm job offer today, you can't travel down this path yet. Now, in terms of you having abandoned your continuity of residence, effectively what you need to do is to understand that the way that the basic law works for the right of abode application after 7 years is you need to show the concept of settlement. And if, as I've stated, or would suggest on the facts, a couple of years ago you stopped working for your current employer, you up sticks, you left, you didn't maintain your home, you haven't been in the market looking for work, you certainly didn't make an application for an employment visa to take up employment with an alternate employer. These types of scenarios, together with the extended amount of time that you spent outside of Hong Kong in all of this time frame, leads me to believe, and I think that the Immigration Department would also conclude this too, that you did abandon your continuity of ordinary residence, and that you stopped being settled in Hong Kong as of the date that you left in the wake of your ceasing employment under your last job. And for those purposes, if you then go on to take a new employment visa for Hong Kong, effectively it's reasonable to conclude that the 7-year clock will start ticking again from the date that you take up your new employment. So the news isn't very good, but I wouldn't beat yourself up too much about it, because very many foreign nationals do find themselves in the situation that you're in. And anyway, I hope it all works out good for you.